Oh, yes. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
So, T, hour two. Hour two. Hour two.
Dose. Sorry.
You're good.
I was like, what's he doing?
Picking something out of my teeth.
I mean, you were waiting on me. That's what I kind of thought you were doing a little bit because I was a little late on my cue.
Got it.
You got it? The old straw method worked real good, huh? Nice.
Stung a little bit.
You just pinch it.
Yeah, pinch her down, slide her up.
It's so easy.
Pinch her down, slide her up,
pinch
brother.
Pinch her down, slide her up. I'll take care of it. She'll be good.
I went to the mechanic today.
Yeah? Your favorite place. You go there often.
Yeah.
You're there more than anybody I know.
Yeah. My car's not even, like, bad shape.
It's really not. It's your like car is probably better off than mine.
It's the AC and then my tires. That was
right.
Those were the only two things I've had to get.
Yeah. See, I worry that all four wheels are just going to fall out from under mine. Yeah. Like mine is.
But at least you have your feet to keep you going.
I've got the hole under me.
Whole bachelorette party in the back.
It works well. That's why I Uber. I'm like, oh, no, guys, you're pedaling. That's how it goes.
But yeah, no, I forgot my parking pass inside of my car, so I had to sprint back and beg the guy. Family friends. So, like, I know the owner, but, like, I had to beg the guy who's not the owner, who was at the shop, and I was like, look, I left my parking pass just sitting, stuck to my windshield. I need that, or I can't go home.
And he's like, right.
Yeah, come on in. And then he's just one of the funny.
Go on in here.
That's where I got the pincher off voice was from.
Pincher
I
mean, off.
Very similar to any other voice I have ever done, but he was a character. It was very, very funny. I was, like, sitting
I love
there
mechanics.
Picking at the sticker on the windshield, and he was like, we got these blades if you want to get one. I was like, nah, I don't. I will cut my hand off if you hand me a razor blade right now, buddy.
Dude,
like,
it's just so
let me,
easy with
just
the
let me,
blade.
Just let me pick at it. I got it. But just let me pick at it a little bit. He's like, man, we have blades. Just kept trying to sell me on these
blades.
Why
didn't you just let him do it? He would have took him 2 seconds.
It took me like 2 seconds, too.
Okay.
I got a good thumbnail.
Okay.
I'm good at getting stickers off. I don't know if you've noticed.
You got that one long nail?
No. I got two good size, both for guitar.
Okay. At least you have a reason.
Yeah.
And the Coke. Other reason. Okay, and Coke. Okay. I was about to say. Some people.
You can't have one or the other.
It's funny you see somebody take like a somewhat innocent picture, and you see their hand, you're like, oh! So you roll that way, huh? Okay. All right.
Mine aren't, like, none of these are disturbingly long. But, like, my right thumb will get pretty long for a little bit just when I start finger picking.
Yeah.
And then I'll get tired of it and cut it off, and then the process starts again.
Yeah, you see, I'm lucky. I have the habit of biting my fingernails, so I can't do cocaine. So, don't have to worry about that. Just can't do it. I don't have the proper equipment, brother.
Right. You're correct. You can't. I was going to let you know that it's very easily to do it. I mean, you don't have to. It's not a requirement to do through your finger.
It's cooler, though.
But, yes.
It's cooler, though. Scoop it up a little bit, you know? No good.
Okay.
Don't do that, people. This is a safe space for comedy.
This might be like, speaking of comedy, this might be a bit that someone's done before.
Okay.
But I never understood. Actually, now that I'm saying this, I think I've definitely heard this.
Sure.
But I've never understood why, like, in the movies, or even, like, I'm assuming not in the movies, drug lords just, like, cut open this perfectly, looks like very hard to saran wrap and duct tape bag together to test the product. It's like, do you saran wrap that back? Like,
I bet
that's,
they do.
That's a lot of work, I feel like.
Yeah.
Saran wrap is hard. Saran wrap might be my biggest enemy in the world.
And, like,
I hate saran wrap with a passion.
Say it one more time.
Saran wrap.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
No. See, I like to feel you out every now and then and see if it is a bit.
Plastic wrap.
Yeah. No, you're so close. It's saran.
Saran wrap.
It's saran wrap, you know? It's one of those things that climb mountains that got swirly horns. Saran wrap. You know? Saran wrap.
But I hate it. I hate it so much.
You do?
It sucks.
It's so helpful.
Like, at work, it's cool. Because at work, we have these, like, you have these, like, plastic wrap
the big ones.
Things. And
yeah.
So, you, like, it ha- but no.
Oh,
you take
like
it
a roll.
Out of the thing, and then you put it onto almost like a toilet paper dispenser, and it has like a slicer on it and the whole nine yards, and that's very helpful. There has never been, like, I don't know why we haven't just, like, attempted to make the box a little bit more manageable.
Yeah.
But Reynolds wrap, or tinfoil, if you will, and saran wrap.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, that's like Kleenex. It's not an ad. That's Band-Aids.
They've about lost their product at this point.
But, okay, I don't get how we have not made it easier for at-home tearing.
Right.
It's not like you can break scissors out. They stick to everything.
Yeah.
You have to have the little slide.
Yeah, and you kind of have to just, like, pull it, and then it stretches.
And then you never have an even rip, and then
it's
always a mess.
It's all weird looking,
and you're like, oh, I'll get to it when I use it again. And then you open the saran wrap up to wrap something up, and you're like, gosh darn it.
Yeah, it's ruined.
Who ruined it?
Yeah, it's all wrapped up wrong.
It's so bad, dude.
Twisted into a braid.
Almost.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you would think that somebody would have thought about innovating a little bit of saran wrap.
I do get innovative with it. I make homemade condoms. So
do you? You know what? That's a good way to save money. A little rubber band, saran wrap. Yeah. I don't see why not.
Ziplocs.
Couple Ziplocs.
I'm rocking the freezer brand myself.
Plastic bags. All of it. Like Walmart bag, you know? Like the little grocery bag. Paper bag.
No, you can't do paper.
I mean, okay.
Paper will rip.
Well, it's not for you, but
yeah.
It's a bag. It's a bag joke. On the head, one of those jokes.
But yeah, no, I changed my stickers on my laptop. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, I have the Mac Miller stickers have stayed there.
Yep.
But I've switched these around a
lot. Okay. You feeling a little manic, you know, creative lately?
No. I haven't done this actually in a minute, but I'm good at taking stickers on and off. You would not know. Like, the one sticker is a little
sideways, around.
But you would not know in terms of residue or rips or anything like that. Like, that's a clean laptop bag.
Sure, yeah.
I'm good with stickers.
Good job.
Thank you.
Did you put that on your resume when you got hired here? Good with stickers.
Scissors are still a learning curve, but the stickers I got.
Scissors are a little iffy. Nate, if you got stickers, I'm your guy. Okay? Don't worry. Got it under control. Name tags, you're there.
Yeah.
Those little stars kindergartners get, you're there.
Hi, my name is.
That's you, yeah.
There was a really, I mean, it might be the funniest thread of all time.
Oh, really?
The tweet that just says, "I really think Charles Barkley might be a top 10 funniest person of all time." Does not say funniest person of all time, but if you know the tweet, you know the tweet. And then the thread is just. Now, still rising at 4,900 quote tweets of videos of Charles Barkley.
Of just Charles Barkley being funny.
All of the replies are also just Charles Barkley being hilarious.
And he's funny.
And this tweet is correct. Charles Barkley might not be a top 10 funniest person of all time. Charles Barkley might be the funniest person of all time.
He is very funny.
Him and Shaq, dude. And then when Ernie,
make a great
once
podcast.
Ernie starts giggling, it's game over.
Honestly, we need to, like, I mean, I love our voluntary reaction app only. I think NBA on TNT, like post-game.
Can you imagine an Instagram Live with drunk Paul Pierce, Charles Barkley, and Shaq?
Well,
that's the Holy Trinity right there.
I mean, I feel like Paul Pierce is going to get punched in that crew.
They're not. I mean, it's an Instagram Live, so probably not.
Well, I'm not. Okay. Apart from each other, then sure. I think they'd.
They got beef?
Those personalities, someone's beefing, you know?
It's fair.
No, they're not all three going to have a cheerful, fun.
Leslie. Where you at, Leslie?
Yeah.
Come over. You make some money tonight, Leslie.
Yeah.
That still might be one of the funniest.
Is that Paul Pierce, right? Is that him?
That Celtics team is terrible at social media.
Yeah, Ray Allen has his tweets.
I'm sure KG's done something.
I guarantee.
Not bad,
I
guarantee you, KG.
He's got something funny on that Twitter.
I bet like his first tweet is either an advertisement or the funniest joke of all time.
You're just going to his Twitter page and just going to see what he's got on there?
Area 21. The official account of KG Area 21, would that be it, or would it be, hold on, he's got like 9 accounts apparently.
Kevin Garnett?
Maybe he just has a podcast, and, okay, here's, yeah.
He's probably, stretched a little thin. He's very famous.
He is very famous. Oh, he's just doing his own thing.
Good for Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible. That guy should know it more than anyone. You know?
Yeah.
No, he said right. It. He did.
He did.
That's a
did
cool
he mean
moment.
It, though? That's the question.
Well, I mean, not anything, you know. It's really just
He's dropping dimes of NFT knowledge with Cordell Brodus this week on KG Certified.
Brodus? Cordell Brodus? Who the heck is that? I know who that is. Is that an NFL player?
Nah, I think it is a NFT guy. I don't know.
Is that an NFT guy? Okay.
KG's Twitter kind of lacking. That tweet only had 50 likes.
KG? Well, I don't think he's necessarily your funny guy. He's good at trash talking, but that's not necessarily comedy. It's funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. Yeah, I mean, those Mother's Day jokes were. You've heard that story, correct?
Maybe.
Tim Duncan played on Mother's Day game
against Kevin Garnett.
After his mother had passed away.
Yep, he did.
Quite recently.
And Kevin Garnett did not
care.
Well, he certainly didn't let him forget.
No.
What day it was. Whew. Yeah, Kevin Garnett is like, I mean, unquestionably on Mount Rushmore of trash talking, at least in the NBA.
I think you have to have separate for, actually, that'd be an interesting debate, but like, I think you do have to have separate for sports, I think. I think you can make a whole one, but that would lead to a lot of arguments.
Yeah,
but
I just said basketball.
I think NBA. KG and MJ are definitely up there.
KG, MJ.
I got to look that up. It's interesting to me.
I mean, MJ's definitely up there.
Yeah, KG and MJ are the two.
It's not Spud Webb. It was
The Bradford Smith.
That sounds right. Ruined his brain. Shoot it.
Oh, no. That was Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues, yeah.
I just typed in best trash, beep, beep, and best trash can pulled up.
Okay.
And I kind of want to figure out what the best trash can is.
I mean, the best trash can, you know, I'm going.
The five very best kitchen trash cans.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
Are you really?
Are you ready?
Sure. I woke up ready.
May I get a drum roll?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me move my...
Jesus Christ. Coming in at the best overall kitchen trash can. Simple human dual compartment butterfly lid kitchen recycling step trash can. $200 for a stainless steel 6-gallon trash can. $200.
A receptacle?
It 200? Has two compartments and opens as a butterfly's wings would, so you can recycle and also trash.
Okay.
That's the most expensive one. I wanted to start with that. 200? I knew it was going to be expensive.
200? Damn. That's, is that what these celebrities are putting in their trash, in their, like, kitchens?
I mean, you got to have something special to put all those dead baby carcasses.
Yeah, that's true. All those empty cartons of young kids' blood to keep them young. Yeah.
Draymond Green is on a top 10 list. He's not bad. I would throw him on my Mount Rushmore, though. Shaquille O'Neal is on here. Rasheed Wallace is a very underrated
Rasheed
name I
Wallace
forgot about.
Is up there.
Charles Barkley also very much
Chuck's
should be
probably
on, there.
On there.
Kobe Bryant, rest in peace.
Amazing.
Great trash talker. Specifically to refs with homophobic slurs. I don't know if you remember that, but that was very funny.
Yeah, you can't do that.
To start the top five, KG at number five. Reggie Miller at number four.
Reggie Miller
has
the
choke signal.
The choke, that's a good one, iconic.
Michael Jordan at number three.
Number three?
Gary Payton at number two, a guy I mentioned very easily on that list.
Right.
And number one is Larry Bird.
Larry Bird was really good.
I think the Mount Rushmore has to be KG, Larry Bird.
Mike,
and then you can debate...
The fourth
Charles
one.
Barkley, Gary Payton,
there, yeah,
Kobe
there's
Bryant,
like five guys
else.
You could totally throw them in there four. But Larry's definitely number one. Now that I think about it, I just watched the episode last night of, what's that show called? Winning Time, that I've been trying to get you to watch. I finally watched the episode where the Lakers play the Celtics for the first, like Magic and Larry play in the NBA for the first time. And Larry Bird in that episode is absolutely incredible. A lot of funny. I mean, the guy is Larry. He's Larry Bird. It's weird. They're doing a press conference, and you know, Larry Bird wasn't necessarily like a guy in the media, but he talked trash. You know, he was like a competitor. So like, they're doing a joint press conference, Magic and Larry Bird, and they sit down. And also, this is like five episodes behind, so I'm not like spoiling anything crazy. But
it's also history.
It did. Yeah, I'm sure it was loosely. I don't know if they did a joint press conference. I don't know, but it's so funny. The reporters are just screaming, Larry, Larry, what do you think, you know, what do you think's going to happen tonight? And he's like, we're going to play a basketball game. And they're like, what do you think's going to happen? And he's like, I think we're going to win. And, you know, and then Magic starts doing his little smiley, you know, ha-ha. And Bird just, you know, very plain to the reporters, just reaches up and covers his microphone and leans over and is like, says some incredibly vulgar things to Magic Johnson right there. It's pretty good.
On this top five list, they give reasons on why people are on this list. And I forgot a very, other than the Mother's Day incident.
Yeah.
Another very, very, very funny, where Kevin Garnett. God, do you know who Charlie Villanueva is?
I know Villanueva, yeah. He's bald, right?
Called him a cancer patient.
Ooh! KG, you're bald too. Was he not bald too? KG, you're bald too.
Quote, my comment to Charlie Villanueva was, in fact, you are a cancerous you are cancerous to your team and our league. I would never be insensitive to the brave struggle that cancer patients endure. I have lost loved ones to the deadly disease, and I have family members currently undergoing treatment. I would never say anything that distasteful. The game of life is far bigger than the game of basketball.
So he said he didn't say it. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of loose, kind of weakens it.
Weakens it a little bit to call him a cancerous thing to his team. Just say he looks like a cancer patient. It's very funny. You can't say that, but my God, that's funny. KG, you're bald, bro. I guess that's maybe why he didn't. Maybe that's why he backtracked. He realized after saying it, damn it, I forgot I'm bald. I feel like you might forget you're bald sometimes. You call someone, you know, a bald idiot, and they just, their eyes just widen. They're like, dude!
Yeah, I call people gay all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
That was a good one.
Yep. It's good.
But yeah, Charles Barkley might be the funniest person of all time.
He's very funny.
I've spent the past 2 days.
You think he had to, because he was short, he had to...
Charles Barkley is not short.
For an NBA player.
Sure.
He's like, what, 6'1", 6'2"?
No. 5'9"? Charles Barkley's like 6'6", maybe. I think he's 6'8".
Well, that's a...
Which
that's
was also still, like, tall for that's that.
That's a small center. Sorry.
I mean, he was a point forward. He was the really one of the first point forwards besides 6'6". Okay, I was right.
He's PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
He's short.
I mean, he has the... if you haven't seen this thread, you got. I mean, I'm gonna retweet it on my timeline. You gotta go through the thread. It genuinely.
I saw it, but I didn't have time to go through it. But I saw it and went, oh, I bet that's good.
For the past 2 days.
Yeah, I bet that's good.
This is how I spent my downtime. Instead of scrolling on TikTok, I've just scrolled this show. It's when the national anthem was performed by Fergie at the All-Star game that 1 year.
And it was really bad.
Charles Barkley said, quote, damn right it was different. I need a cigarette after that.
He's funny.
Look, that's just a good joke.
That's a great joke.
When Ernie last year missed, I don't know why he missed, but he was not on the show, and it was Charles Barkley and a couple other people.
That was a good one.
And Charles Barkley just goes, Ernie, we know you were at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
Get back quick or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. That was like the day
funny.
After.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That was the day after.
He made a Jussie Smollett, like, five-minute rant bit.
Yep.
That was hilarious.
Dude, Chuck comes so with the
funny.
Jokes.
Chuck is so funny. That's my dream guest.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine how amazing this show would be if you had, obviously, never, ever, 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 ever going to happen.
No. It's going to happen.
Yeah. To have Shaq in that chair and have Chuck in this chair. We got to give Shaq.
I don't think they would fit in this room, Tucker.
Probably not, but I think Shaq has a better shot of fitting in that chair than
that chair.
Yeah. I think Chuck's going to be pissed, though.
Hand up. I'll go ahead and say it. I'll give up my chair to
Chuck?
Charles Barkley.
Really?
Yes, I would.
That's big of you.
If Charles Barkley walked in right now, he can have my seat.
Shaq can have mine. I don't think he'd fit up here, though. It'd be really funny with his head hitting
the ceiling. Yeah.
Him trying to work the board from up in the sky. It'd be really funny. I really don't think, like, this space between the wall.
Oh, it's no
way.
Close to enough.
He couldn't even fit in here.
Oh, dude, it was, he had one, Shaq roasting Chuck, and it was during the March Madness tournament when Charles Barkley is obviously, Shaq is up there too. Shaq is hilarious. Like,
yeah, Shaq's hilarious.
Like,
honestly, the whole
show,
whole, yeah,
but I mean, those two make it. I mean, you had, I could quote every single one because I've watched them, but one of the funnier ones was Shaq was given Chuck some flack, and then someone mentioned like net worth or something when they were talking about Shaq, and Charles Barkley was like, "Well, I mean, I can't touch his net worth. He's never had dry skin," or like he just listed like all the commercials Shaquille O'Neal has done, and that was very, very funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, no, you can't touch Shaq's endorsements.
No.
You
Dude
can't.
Does it all.
Dude does everything.
The General Anson
He sells grills, insurance.
It's such a good
soap.
Thread. It's such a good thread.
It's a good thread. It's funny.
We got to hit a break. I got to watch some of these. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
don't go anywhere. Hour two overtime rolling right along. This is... the final segment before birthdays, and this is I saved this specifically for the final segment before birthdays because I think we this could either be a 2-minute segment or a 50-minute segment, and I have no idea.
Good.
It is a hypothetical I've seen before, thought about bringing up, and then decided not to, and now it has gone re-viral with people talking about it as recently as Chris Long has been talking about it on his podcast, so I guess we can steal some content.
Yep.
Have you heard of the orangutan versus chicken argument?
Huh?
To one of the classic would you rathers in history.
Okay.
A page out of Matthew's book, a would you rather of fight an orangutan with a sword.
Okay.
Once a year.
Ooh. Okay.
Or.
Orangutans are scary.
Kill a chicken every time you have to get in your car.
Ooh. Oh. I mean, I guess I'm not killing that chicken every time.
I don't think so.
Do you have to have a chicken?
No.
Is it provided?
Chicken appears.
Chicken appears.
Spawned in your car every time you get in your car.
It's in the car? Can I take it out?
You got to kill it before you can. It's like, blow, you know, like, not from experience, but like, you have to breathalyze and or
yourself?
Like blow it. Yeah.
Yeah. Your car won't start unless you kill that chicken.
Yeah.
Mm. God. It's going to be messy. I mean, either way, it's messy, but once a year.
But you kill it. You get out of your car to go like grab some napkins to clean it up. You come back to your car. There's another chicken.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I would be so mad.
That's like 3 chickens a day, at least.
That's a lot of chickens. Yeah, you can't even drive your car. No. Every time you get in it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or an orangutan with a sword.
Does he have a sword or do I have a sword?
The orangutan has
Oh, he's got a sword.
Yeah.
Do I get a sword as well?
I
Are we sword fighting?
I don't know. I don't. Yes, you can have a sword. No. You cannot have a sword.
What do you do?
You can, no.
It just kills you. You're dead.
No. Not necessarily. That doesn't mean the orangutan has a sword. It does not mean it's a sword wielding orangutan.
But monkeys, or you know, primates, they know how to use tools. They can figure that out.
Yeah.
He's swinging that
Better
sword.
Better kill it quick.
With what?
Be resourceful.
Before I get cut in half. Short sword, long sword, katana,
I don't
dagger.
Know. Orangutan or chicken? I'm taking orangutan every time.
I mean.
Orangutans are the laziest of primates.
No, they're
of
pretty
apes.
Wild, are they not?
Orangutans, they can. They are animals, yes, but I feel like they are the prototypical sit on their butts.
Yeah.
Less scary than chimps or a gorilla, I would argue.
Right.
I would rather take on an orangutan than any other type of monkey, in my opinion.
I hear you. I was thinking baboon.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Baboon,
I saw baboon in my head.
Baboon, the scariest of animals.
Baboon's very scary.
Baboon does not get talked about enough.
The way their lip uncurl, which I think orangutans do that as well, but the way their lips uncurl from their teeth, and they've got those long.
Anything with its anus region so vulnerable is going to be angry.
It's going to be a little defensive.
Hey, Mr. Baboon, why are you so mad? Have you seen my ass?
Have you seen my butt, bro? You'd be pissed.
It's like an open invitation.
Yeah. You gotta stay backed up to a corner. That's just waiting to get smacked.
It's like Jeff Tremaine on the set of Jackass, just staying backed up to
the
corner.
Yeah, you can't. You can't let your back be exposed. Those orangutans, or those baboons. Had a baboon not attack me, but he really wanted to get to me at the zoo one time.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I thought. Now, the orangutan is the one that was driving the golf cart in that one video.
Sure.
Never seen that.
Have you seen The Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Have
yeah,
you
Baloo.
Seen the live-action one?
Not Baloo.
Baloo's the bear.
Yep, I'm aware.
The big old orangutan that lives in the temple?
Yes. Fight that guy?
Not the big one, but that's what orangutan
is.
Yeah.
I've got
Orange.
Him. I've got him here.
Orangutans are actually kind of cool.
Orangutans are pretty cool. They're pretty close to people, sort of.
They're really, really cool.
What the orangutan that was driving the golf cart, he was using turn signals.
Really?
Yeah. Look it up. It'll pull up. He's got one hand.
I know many people that look like this.
Yeah. I mean, literally, there's just one picture. This one, it's just of like a regular, it's like a mugshot almost. That guy looks like one of my, like, uncles. Little less hair. Yeah. The orangutan is driving. The orangutan is driving with one hand on the wheel, leaned back. He may even have a cigarette in his mouth. He might be the coolest creature on the planet. They're cool. Yeah, he's wearing sunglasses. Yeah. Orangutans are like people.
They're pretty
cool. As close as you can get, I think. Them and chimps.
Yeah.
You know? Chimpanzees will rip your face off, though, which is a little...
I mean, orangutans probably can, too.
Probably they could. I think a chimp's more...
They just
look
much lazier.
They're fat.
Yeah.
They're kind of, they got a gut.
That is a big boy right there.
They got little saggy boobies, you know? The fellas, they're not as yoked as a chimpanzee. Or as a chimpanzee.
Should I click on orangutan meme or orangutan funny?
Probably meme. Probably an orangutan meme. I don't know what that would...
I forgot about this one. This one's the best one. I forgot.
A meme?
Yeah, I mean, I forgot about this one, but this is the greatest, maybe the funniest meme of all time. You might not be able to see it that well. Not to the listeners, but just to Tucker. Just says, "Where banana?"
Right.
It's comedy.
They would like to find out where the banana is. I could see that being something they would be interested in, you know? Monkeys are cool, though.
They are very cool.
I wish we had one for the station. At least for our show, you know? Having a monkey in some overalls in here would be pretty cool.
You think an orangutan... I'm going to look that up.
What? Could rip your face off? Or would rip your face off?
I hate to break it to you, Tucker.
What are you breaking to me?
Hold on. Okay, it's an edit. For a second, I saw a picture and it was the orangutan driving the golf cart. With a green screen background.
Oh no!
And I thought that the whole thing was faked.
Oh no!
It was it's an edit.
It's a,
to be
so
able
you
to
can make memes.
You have him drive anyway.
Yeah, no, it's a video. He drives that thing. He passes by a tiger, and he's not even. He ain't even.
Where is that? I want to go.
I don't know. It's like a zoo of some kind. They got an orangutan driving a golf cart. He's pretty chill. I would let him drive me around. Not in a car. But if I was in, like, one of those old people neighborhoods where everybody puts around in golf carts, you know, definitely having Bobo the orangutan drive me around. That'd be pretty cool. That's a power move.
Orangutans are not dangerous.
They're not dangerous?
They are neither aggressive towards humans or each other, but since orangutans are strong wild animals, one should always be aware of what when they are surrounding them. It means human never knows what and when a wild animal will do, despite its non-aggressive nature. But according to this, it's non-aggressive. So maybe you could just, like, convince them not to cut you.
Maybe just give them a banana.
Yeah. I'll trade you.
If you can get the sword away from the orangutan.
You gotta kill it.
You have to kill it.
You have to kill it.
I don't think... See, but the thing with the orangutan, though, it's kind of people-like. It's kind of, you know,
don't
killing an orangutan...
Don't name it.
I guess you're right. You know, if that's just orangutan number... 548, well, you know, what does he matter? You know, you've killed... Actually, I mean, most, I mean, you're, at most, if this started this year, I'm only killing 80 orangutans. You know, I don't think I'm making it...
Past 104?
Probably not.
When do you think you're going to die?
I don't know. I'm more of like a 68 kind of guy, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
2068 or at the age of 68?
68, probably.
Okay.
Maybe 70.
I think I'm going out at 'Strictly because of my competitive nature, I think I'd go out at 71. Just like I'd
you can beat me.
Just 1 year after, yeah.
That's well. I mean, okay.
So I'll wait.
I'll be dead for a while though. Like it'll be a couple of years after I die because you're younger than me. So it wouldn't be the year after. I guess you're right. I guess I'm right.
Same thing.
You'd be sad for a while, though. You think you're going to be able to keep pushing through after you lose your old buddy, old pal here?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't think so? You won't miss me? When I'm dead? When I cease to exist?
How you think you died, brother?
Yeah, you got to stop me from getting 71.
I'm an orangutan. I'm not aggressive, but you got to be aware of what wild animals can do
when they surround you.
Yeah, I can't even speak. We'll be right back. Birthdays. Rock, paper, scissors. Wait. We almost clicked that button.
Let's go.
I don't know what that noise was.
Ooga.
Oh, man.
Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Over time. Time for the birthday game. Time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them no later. And no sooner only is there the names and the days I'm hosting today. And we'll start with the man, the myth, the legend. One of my favorites. From Duluth, Minnesota. Born in 1941. 81 years old today and still playing shows. Would not say as good as probably always, but still playing shows. I got to see him. It's a legendary singer-songwriter who revolutionized folk music in the 1960s with such albums as The Freewheelin' Blank, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde, and songs such as The Times Are a Changin', Like a Rolling Stone, and Positively 4th Street.
That'd be Bob Dylan.
That is the one and the only.
Mr. Bob. Bob Dylan.
Born Robert Zimmerman.
Okay. Changed Bob Dylan, better name.
To Dylan after poet Dylan Thompson.
That's cute.
Or Thomas, I mean.
Dylan Thompson.
Born into a Jewish family, later converted to Christianity while studying at the University of Minnesota, became enthused with folk music instead of rock and roll.
Okay. Oh, Bob, went a different route.
May 24th, 1938, 84 years old today and still kicking just as much as the next. Canada.
You said 40?
84.
Okay. I was wondering why he would still be... You would comment on him kicking still.
Because he's
like, yeah.
Older than Bob Dylan.
Gotcha.
And still very viral on TikTok. 1960s humorist, known for his working with a comedic partner. He made cameo appearances in Scarface, The World Is Yours, as a pedestrian, and in Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest, as Root. In 2016, he provided his voice for the Yak in the animated film Zootopia. After dropping out of school at the age of 16, he played guitar for money and did his best to pick up girls. Played guitar for the band Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. He had a difficult split with his partner, and then he appeared as the hippie Leo in many episodes of That 70s Show. His last name rhymes with something he probably smokes out of.
It's Tommy Chong.
There you go.
That 70s Show like took a little second longer, and I was like, well, there's only one person that could be. Happy birthday to Tommy Chong.
84.
84?
And, I mean...
Still, he gets around.
He goes like mega viral on TikTok. And
he's funny.
Does anything.
Yeah.
I'm not a giant fan. His jokes are, yeah, man.
It's funny.
It gets
a
giggle.
Yeah.
But it.
I mean, no one's calling
humorous.
Him a...
Humorous is the right word.
Yeah.
Comedian is not the correct word.
I didn't say
word.
He was a comedian.
I know.
I said he was funny, and he makes me laugh.
Oh, for sure. I'm just putting it out there.
Tommy Chong's one of those people, though. He doesn't really have to say a ton to make me laugh, though.
No, he coughs and then...
He's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
He just kind of looks funny, too.
What do you mean, man?
It's literally just his voice. Yeah, the way he talks. There's a whole thing to it. There's a whole thing to it. He's funny.
Hide, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's the...
Car runs on water, man! That's a boat.
I gotta join you. Trying to smoke? This is one of my favorite samples. It's a Mac Miller song, but it starts with that.
It's a Tommy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
cool.
From the hit film.
Up in Smoke?
Yes.
It's a good movie.
It's all right.
Yeah. It ain't Spielberg, brother.
No, it's not.
Definitely not. But it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Dramatic and comedic.
Yeah.
Dramatic and comedic.
I love comedy, brother.
Dramatic and comedic actor, born in Chicago today, 57 years old. Film credits include Chicago, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Boogie Nights, all very good films. In 2018, he starred as Oliver Hardy in Stan and Ollie alongside Stephen Coogan. He also voiced lead character in the 2012 film Wreck-It Ralph.
Is it John C. Reilly?
It is John C. Reilly. Dewey Cox.
John C. Reilly is in Boogie Nights. That was like the... like I was
he's
literally,
amazing.
I was
in
like,
Boogie
who's
Nights
in
too.
All of those? Yeah, he's really good in that. But
one of my might be my favorite character in that movie.
John C. Reilly, sneaky turning into one of my favorite actors.
Oh, I always has been.
Not even really sneaky. Yeah, he's actually incredible.
He's so good.
Him in like a biopic or like just give him like a character. He becomes that.
Also, I Boogie Nights is not a movie everyone should watch, no. Especially younger people.
Right.
But it might be one of the best cast of all time. I'm going to look up that.
It's a pretty good cast.
Actually.
Yeah, there's
you have Mark Wahlberg, Don Cheadle, William H. Macy, yep. Burt Reynolds, Julian Moore, John C. Reilly, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and that's like the big names. Then you also have like Philip Baker Hall, who you would not know his name, but you know who like he's a very famous face. And then Luis Guzman, who I don't think you'll know either, but is I mean you'll
recognize I think
him.
I know his face. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
it has everybody.
Such a good movie.
There's not really any characters in that movie. They're like, who's that actor? No, you know who they are.
You got Roller Girl. Roller Girl is a phenomenal character
right,
as well.
Right, yeah, Roller Girl is a very funny character.
May 24th, we got to sprint through. We've chewed too much on the first two.
It's okay.
43
like
years
them.
Old, basketball player, 7-time All-Star, known as Blank. He was one of the league's top scorers while playing for the Magic and the Rockets. One of my favorite what-ifs is if he was healthier. He led the NBA in scoring in 02 and 03 and 03-04, back-to-back scoring.
Is that Dwight
titles.
Howard?
No,
Gilbert Arenas.
Toronto Raptors as well.
Vince Carter.
No.
He wasn't Magic, yeah.
Ninth overall pick.
In when?
Skipped college in 97.
Ugh. That's not Chris Bosh. No, that would be a stupid one.
Guard.
It's a guard?
Yeah.
That played for the Magic.
TM.
Tracy McGrady.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a what if. That guy.
Cold.
That guy.
Bad man right there. That is a bad
What, did he score
man.
Like 13 points in like 30
seconds? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the clock didn't move, and then they were like, oh, we're tied. That's cool.
May 24th, 1990, known as Sliced Bread. He won Daytona 500 in 2015, and the...
Brad Keselowski.
No, he's not very fast.
Matt Kenseth. That's Joey Slogano.
There you go. If you were telling a gangster to calm down, you would say, hey...
Take it easy. A gangster?
Kind of. You would definitely say that part of the sentence, but then if he was a gangster, you would say, hey, one letter.
G? Hey, G.
It's right. You just said the other phrase earlier, too.
George Takei?
No.
George, take it
G,
easy? G, take it?
G, and then one word out of take it easy. What word would be G, and then one word out of take it easy?
It's G-easy.
There you go.
Okay, let's...
One of my favorite pitchers of all time, hit a home run. He's real fat.
BC. Yeah, that's... you said Bartolo Colon.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles wide receiver who everyone hates.
DeSean Jackson.
No, everyone... he dropped it.
Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, one of my favorite.
He dropped it like that. Yeah, he caught the baby. Not like Aguilar.
See ya.
See ya. Love you guys.